Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday morning. Thursday, October the 5th, 2023, 18 minutes past the hour, 62 degrees and cloudy skies. And I think after reading the weather reports, this might be the last day of nice weather that we have here in autumn. Now, not to say we won't get a nice day here or there, but this 80-degree weather that we've been experiencing the last 4 or 5 days pretty much is over. I hate to be the bearer of bad news here this morning, but the showers come in later today, looks like this afternoon, and then tomorrow, pretty wet and chilly, and then Saturday, very chilly, under 60 degrees. What a day for an Ohio State game. Now, I'm a little bleary-eyed this morning here. I did not get a whole lot of sleep last night. Was busy doing a lot of stuff yesterday, had the normal daily routine. But then last night went straight to the studio and did a taping with Carrington and Matt, and Sean was there, and we had a lot of fun and did not get home until late last night. But it's always fun being with them. Carrington was back from vacation, and we had a lot of fun discussing a whole lot of events. You know, it's kind of interesting. There's really no set topic list when I talk with them, and I'll tell you, it goes all over the place when we get together, so that's always a lot of fun. Now, let's see here. Well, Saturday's the big Ohio State game. I'm looking forward to that. I got to talk to Buckeye Guy today. I think he might be on the program tomorrow to give us a little preview of what's going to go on Saturday. But I'll tell you, Saturday is turning into a much bigger day than I had anticipated. As many of you know who listened to the station 2 weeks ago, I was invited by Buckeye Guy to his tailgate for the Maryland game, and he said, I will get you a ticket to go to the game as my guest. And I thought, boy, that sounds like a lot of fun. And then I thought, well, you know, I'll kind of be going alone. Well, then Buckeye Guy came back and said, no, you of course you can bring a guest. So we solved that little problem. And then all these little things, which I don't want to say because, you know, who knows if they'll happen or not, but could be a lot of fun, are going to happen on Saturday. And between now and then, we'll put them together. And if they do happen, you'll hear about them on Monday. And if they don't happen, then I won't have let anything out of the bag. But looking forward to Saturday. I did look this morning, and it says Ohio State is an 18.5 favorite in this game. But the Fox poll says that Ohio State might be ready for an upset, is pretty much what it says. So I don't know what's going to happen on Saturday. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What's going to happen on Saturday? Maryland 5-0, OSU 4-0, Buckeyes favored 18.5 to win the game. But Fox, who I believe is going to be there, is saying that Ohio State could be plumb for an upset. Now, that's probably because of the Notre Dame game, the performance during the Notre Dame game. But I don't know. You know, maybe that'll fire him up. It's hard to tell. You know, I'm an Ohio State alumni, so, you know, I have to root for Ohio State. Of course, being invited by Buckeye Guy, of course, I have to root for Ohio State, but I think it's going to be a tough game and a toss-up, and we'll see what happens as this weekend progresses. But I'm looking forward to it, even though it's going to be a little chilly. I'm looking forward to Saturday. I can't tell you the last time I was at an Ohio State game. It boy, oh boy, it might go back to college or right after college, to be honest with you. I think it was after college, now that I think about it. But it would have been in my early days of broadcasting. So it's been a while. But look forward to it on Saturday, especially a good game and a home game and all the fun that goes with it. Does anybody have any thoughts on Saturday's game? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Well, you know, my gift for my 10-year service that I've kind of been going on and on about this week, I still don't know what to do. I thought that I was going to use it to buy a female in my life a nice little Christmas gift because they have some nice jewelry in there. And then when I went online to actually look and see what they had, come to find out they had an old-fashioned Studebaker radio. And now I'm thinking, boy, I would like that because I really enjoy the old radios. So, you know, I'm conflicted. I haven't ordered anything. Haven't decided yet, and we'll see what happens. Maybe I'll decide in the next couple days. But if you have any thoughts on what I should do here, get the old Studebaker radio or buy the gift, the nice piece of jewelry for the girl. You know, girl never sounds right. And then you don't want to say woman. Do you say woman? For the woman. Okay, well, we'll say woman. I don't know. We'll see what happens. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if you have any thoughts on that. Gift giving etiquette is what that's all about. Well, let's see. Friday. Tomorrow is a big day here at the station. We always have a lot of fun on Friday. We kick off the morning with Matt Morgan and myself, 8:15 till 9 a.m. Then 9:15 to 10 a.m., it's Pastor Whitaker. 10:15 to 11 a.m., it's Matt and myself again. 11:15, it's Pastor Craig. And 12:15, we all get together, Pastor Craig, Matt, and myself, and we do the Exchange Club, which is always a fun program to do. And heaven knows, this week we will not be short on current events. Then tomorrow night, we'll be back in the studio with Carrington, Matt, and Sean doing the Friday Night Live show. Lots to talk about there, all kinds of good stuff. I'll tell you what the big dilemma is right now. This weekend, I'd forgotten this, but this weekend, we were supposed to go to Put-in Bay. And I think Put-in Bay closes up on the 23rd. And we were going to go to Put-in Bay. We had planned this a couple weeks ago. And then somehow, I think it's this football game that kind of got in the middle of this. So now the football game may have postponed this whole thing. Well, it looks like we're getting a call here. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I think I would go with the old radio.
You think you would go with the old Studebaker radio?
Yeah, because I'm like you, Scott. I kind of like old radios.
Well, you know, I said early on that I really could not find a gift on there that I liked for myself. So I thought, well, I'll just buy this nice jewelry, which is on there, and give it as a Christmas gift to a female in my life. But then when I got online and was looking at the gifts, I saw this green Studebaker radio, and green is my favorite color. So I thought, well, maybe I should go with that.
Yeah, you could go with that, and you could always get your female friend maybe get her a nice, if she likes candles, get her a nice candle that you burn or something like that.
Yeah, I think, you know, I might have to go in that route, because it's not like the female knows that I'm going to get her the jewelry, so it's not like she's out anything.
Get her one of those real nice, if she likes candles, get her a couple of those real nice scented candles that you burn in your house.
I might have to do that. Hey, John, what do you think is going to happen with Ohio State Saturday?
I think they will pull it off, Scott.
You think they're going to beat Maryland?
Yeah, I think they will.
I'll be right there in the thick of it on Saturday, cold though it may be.
Yeah, but I don't think you'll be disappointed, Scott.
No, I think it'll be a lot of fun. I like the idea of going to this tailgate with Buckeye Guy. I like the idea of it being a competitive. I think it'll be a competitive game, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You know, I don't know what's going on with Ohio State this year, but I just don't think they can come in and stomp on Maryland like maybe they would have done in past years.
That last game was very interesting that they played.
Well, and I think that's what has led a lot of people to say, well, maybe they might be upset by Maryland, because Notre Dame certainly about upset them.
So, well, it'd be interesting, Scott. We'll just have to see what develops.
Yeah, we certainly will. Hey, how's everything going your way?
Well, Carolyn's coming along slowly.
Good.
Slowly but surely. She's at home, but she's getting some physical therapy.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Give her our best and wish her a speedy recovery.
Okay, thanks, Scott.
Hey, thanks, John. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, there you go. There's an opinion. Just go for the Studebaker Radio, which is probably where I'm leaning at this point. I mean, I guess I could go out and buy jewelry for the female person. But I have not bought jewelry for anybody in quite a long time. I don't remember buying jewelry for anybody in quite a long time. In recent years, it seems like at Christmas that I just tried to buy people what I thought they wanted or what they had told me that they wanted. So I don't remember jewelry really being on the list. I don't know. You know, it never seems like jewelry is on the list, to be honest with you, for a female. But we all know they like it. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, I'm not quite sure how to designate you today, so I'll just speak to you in the normal name. I had a question, though.
Oh, go ahead.
This female, does she listen to the show? Because you keep bringing her up. Wouldn't she kind of know if she listened, or is she not have internet or something?
Well, you know, it's an interesting question that you bring that up. Yes, I would say 90. Well, I mean, they work, so I don't know if they're listening 100% of the time because they do have a job. But I think they listen to the show a lot. Well, I know they do because I hear back from them. But the problem is, I don't know if they know that I'm talking to them or about them. So
some secret crush, then? I mean, generally, if it's a girlfriend or boyfriend, this person would know that he or she is in that classification.
Well, so you're saying that the person might think it's for them that's listening?
It's on, like, I mean, if this is... I mean. I know you're kind of secretive about that, but that's okay. I mean, if this person's your girlfriend, she would certainly know she's your girlfriend.
Well, here's what I've learned over time.
I mean, if there's some kind of a secret crush, maybe. I mean, who wouldn't want to go out with such a celebrity like yourself? Guys and girls are just pulling at your coattails over there.
They're lining up. Well, you know, the thing...
They're taking a number.
Well, here's...
They're bidding on you like a bachelor auction.
Well, of course. But you know what I've learned? Here's a little lesson I've learned over the last 9 years. Don't talk about your personal life on the air or let people in, because then if something happens with that personal life, then everybody knows about it. So this time, what I've learned is that even if there is something going on with somebody who you may know about, I'm not going to say it, because then I have to explain it if it should come to an end. And as we all know, all things come to an end.
Tend to be that way. So it's possible she is listening. She has a strong suspicion that it is she you're talking, that it's her you're talking about. And I guess the mystery just remains.
I would guess, but you know, like I say, she does work, so I don't know that she listens constantly. And I don't know, because it's hard to say. Because now, let's say I was going to get jewelry for, I would get jewelry for somebody at the station, if a female, if I'd known him for a long time. I don't think that's a bad gift. Certainly family members. So I don't know. I don't know that they would necessarily know that I'm talking about them. And maybe they don't even want jewelry. Who knows?
Okay. Well, the whole thing sounds like it's shrouded in mystery, but it tends to be that way. And I think it's more fun if it leaves us guessing.
Well, I think...
Personally, Scott, you know, I say you got to look out for number one. I don't know the nature of this relationship. You talk about you don't want to get married, etc.
That's
so
true.
So I don't imagine it's a really serious relationship. I think you should treat yourself. I mean, you've worked at this job, the GB job, I guess that's what you're referring to, for I guess I'm thinking 10 years or so. Get that radio for yourself.
Well, that's what everybody seems to say.
And I would, if you want my, you know, I don't think it's selfish. You deserve it. You're allowed to buy yourself a prize. I buy myself presents.
Well, I guess now are you saying something you said there was interesting. Now, are you saying that if marriage is not the end result, that it's not a serious relationship?
Well, if it's not someone you would think about marrying, I don't want to be that general. But if it's not something that is a marriage or common law marriage, just kind of a fling or a casual date, then is it really that serious?
Well, I don't think about marrying anybody, though. In my entire life, I've never thought about marrying anybody.
I mean, having been to your abode, it certainly is big enough for two people and a kid or two. I mean, it's a pretty nice place. So obviously, you can have a person move in there with you and have a little Scott Jr. or two.
Well, I could have somebody.
Make Joan a grandmother.
Well,
she'd be a great grandmother. I mean, could you imagine all the great food she could cook?
Well, I might have the room for somebody to move in, but do I want somebody to move in? See, that's a whole different thing.
Think of it someone in that vein. And to me, it's, you know, I don't know. I'm not very people smart. Doesn't sound like it's one of those real serious relationships. So, yeah, go treat yourself. I love old radios and that kind of stuff, too. And
so,
I'm sure it's a very cool item, and I think it would work so well with all the memorabilia anyway. I mean, just like with me, I mean, the memorabilia, and it gets more memorable every year. I kind of forget some of the memorabilia I've had for a long time.
I think
it would fit in well.
Yeah. Well, what's your prediction for Saturday? Well, what are you thinking, Ohio State, Maryland?
I have about as much interest in that game as. Well, let me think about. I don't want to think. I don't want to say anything. I don't want to say anything too negative about people that I probably don't find myself a fan of. But it doesn't interest me. I'll just say it in a dignified manner.
Well, that's
okay. I'm not an Ohio State person.
But
of late, I'd be rather.
Well, are you shocked at the I guess publicity and the crowd that they draw there? 100,000 people.
Ohio State's a huge part of Columbus, Scott. I describe Columbus. It's not sure if it's an art center, a boom town, or the world's largest college town. Honestly, it's a combination of all three, and that isn't necessarily bad. I mean, I come from an academic background. I personally, I'm not an Ohio State fan. I really try to avoid anything related to Ohio State. But I understand it's a very important part of the community. Now, I don't want to get into COVID discussions about not having an Ohio State season at one time, etc. Because you can imagine how I felt. Again, not that it interested me, but that it's an important part of the economy, and it feeds my business. Ohio State affects everything in this area and well beyond. It's a major school.
Well, I think that's absolutely
one of many facets of the area, and I respect that you went there, and there's a OSUM. I respect that. So, but in terms of the football, I'll stick to the Bengals and Mahomes and all the assorted other players in the NFL that are just exciting and maybe witnessing the beginning careers of some of the best players ever. But there's been controversy with Mahomes, so. Who knows? And the Bengals, doesn't look like it's been a very good year for them. So, who knows? You know, with football, one injury can make a tremendous change in a season.
Put the whole thing on the skids.
And you know, if the Reds once again disappoint, that's not really a surprising move. It does seem to happen to the great city to our southwest. I did have a question though, Scott.
Go ahead.
You know, one thing I do know is those tickets aren't cheap. And is Buckeye Guy paying and the parking? I mean, what is it? Was it like $50 to park? Who's footing the bill for all this? I know our chief boss at the station. I don't think he pays us enough to afford thousands of dollars for tickets and parking. So could you explain just financially how you're going to accomplish this?
Well, I really, this is all Buckeye Guy's idea. I don't want to get into the financials of it because I don't know. I don't think it's proper to talk about financials, but he did invite me. Let me put it that way. He invited me.
Okay, I didn't know, but I think our listeners know parking alone could be as much as seats to a Reds game, and that this I believe if you're an alumnus as you are, there's some kind of a preferential program for tickets. I don't really know what it is, but one thing we all know is that the tickets aren't exactly $5 a piece. So
I don't know how much tickets. What were tickets selling for this game?
I have not checked, Scott, but I'm sure it's in three figures or more.
Well,
I know the parking, the concessions. I would if you want your large Diet Coke, I'd suggest going to McDonald's or one of my favorite places, Sheetz. Who knows if that'll cost at the stadium?
Well, I'll tell you, what the problem is.
It's an important part of the economy, doesn't it? It's something that I respect, even if I'm not personally interested.
I'll tell you something interesting at a game like that. It's not so much that you have your beverage. I mean, yes, you want a beverage, but you don't want to overdo it on the beverage once you get in there, because then you might have to go to the facilities.
Yeah, maybe our friend, the tall gentleman who has the show on late Friday morning, can explain about that, because he's certainly is an expert. He always has good perspectives on that and everything. He's probably listening, so maybe he can call. Yeah, that's kind of a fascinating issue also. I didn't know. I mean, you don't have to tell us, but...
Well, I don't... To be honest with you...
This isn't one of those $5 admissions. It's not like going to the art museum or something else, which I would definitely be more interested in anyway. This is going to cost you a few dollars. I mean, people spend four figures between the parking and refreshments and the game itself and souvenir jerseys and who knows whatever else. But I hope you have a good time.
Well, let me tell you, it's not so much about being private about the financials of it. I just don't really know. Came on the air and he invited me, and that was that. So
you understand? I do know. You don't just go online and spend five, like you're going to Kosai or some place that would be $5 or $10 to get in, a couple dollars for parking. I would imagine it's sold out. And if you do, otherwise you're buying from a scalper or something, and I don't know what the cost would be, but I don't think it'd be cheap. And certainly, I do know is if you are not a patient person, driving anywhere near Ohio State on game day is something for a very, very brave person of more patience than myself. Plus, it'll be colder. People get grumpier when it starts cooling down.
Well, I mean, I've been there during.
Again, it is more football weather. I mean, the 85 degrees we had earlier this week, that's. I ain't football weather, but it will be on Saturday.
Well, I mean, I've been there during Ohio State games in the past. It's been a while, but I mean, I know what the situation is as far as parking and as far as the traffic, and it is what it is. But, yeah. I mean, I'll also be there quite early in the day with the tailgaters. I won't be arriving just for the game. So, I think that'll make the situation a lot easier.
Okay. Well, I was kind of wondering, and the parking, they've tightened up the parking in Columbus. So... It may be a little stricter than it was. Yeah, I just kind of wonder. You don't have to tell, but no secret. That isn't a cheap event to go to. So,
well, like I said, I really don't know.
But my guy is treating you. That's been extremely generous of him. I mean, it's greatly appreciated. He's been a great friend of the station. And if he's treating you, well, thank you, John. That was very generous of you. I hope you have fun.
Well, I don't know how it all came about. I'd never even talked to him about it. He came on the air, and you heard the invitation pretty much the same time I did.
Okay. Well, I hope you have a delicious time.
We shall see how it goes.
Anything you wanted to ask me while you got me on the phone?
Well, let's see.
I can always plead the fifth, or I can give you an answer, or I could make a joke like I usually do.
Well, we spent a lot of time yesterday morning talking about this whole Speaker of the House thing. You got any thoughts on that?
Kind of surprised.
Really?
I didn't really think he'd be ousted. That's not something you see every day. It's almost like the impeachments of Donald Trump, like one of them would have actually happened. I mean, presidents have come close to being impeached, but never have actually been removed. And, you know, Jim Jordan, I tend to think Jim Jordan will become the next speaker. And that certainly puts our area in the forefront, as he represents a large part of the of Marion and the environs. And, you know, when I think about him as a person, I mean, I agree with him on many issues and many things I don't agree with him on, but as a man, I think he needs to learn some tact. Maybe, Scott, if he becomes speaker, he will become more tactful. Maybe that'll, in the end, kind of help us out.
You know, I think he would have a hard time becoming speaker because you got to have the majority of the votes, and I don't think there's a Democrat around who would vote for him.
He's certainly controversial, but, I mean, he's in the running. I kind of wonder.
Well, he might. I don't know. I just
maybe
don't.
He can be speaker. I mean, again, anybody can be. You don't have to be a congressperson. So I think you'd be a great speaker.
Well, I didn't realize that until yesterday, that, yes, anybody can be speaker.
Yeah, Dr. Feynman, whatever you call him, and I have talked about that. Yeah, you could. I mean, people talking about Donald Trump being speaker, that would be comical. I don't think that'll happen. I think Jordan certainly has a possibility. It's come up before. You'd be a great speaker.
Well, it's going to...
You know, all the people you'd come in contact with.
It's going to have to be...
Keep in mind, it's real expensive to live in D.C., I mean, versus living in Marion. So,
But the job pays pretty good.
It definitely would be a higher end spending and receiving type of situation. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that I don't know how, I don't know if anybody is going to pass the test, because there's only about 8 votes you need to get to be Speaker of the House. If you get all the Republicans and all the Democrats vote against you, and I don't know if the Republicans will be able to come together on anybody. I think it's going to be very, very difficult.
Yeah. Didn't McCarthy get confirmed on a very slim margin? I was probably part of it. He was never seemed to be an overwhelming majority. Then Nancy Pelosi gets evicted from her office. All kinds of stuff going on over there.
You know, I'm not sure what any of that's about, to be honest with you. I'm not sure why.
It's like we averted the government shutdown, and McCarthy, I think he probably ended up doing a pretty good job with that. You have to compromise, and we have so many polar opposites going on here. People just need to get along. We're all Americans. We should all be on the same side. So I don't know. It doesn't seem like it was really a potential win-win situation for him. So whatever happens, it'll probably be a surprise.
Well, like I say,
Jordan could be somebody totally, totally different, and maybe we need to have somebody totally outside of Congress. I don't know. I think he'd be a great candidate, but you probably don't want the job. I certainly don't want it. I'd go completely crazy. Be exciting the first couple of days, and I would take a one way trip, and hide myself. At a cave somewhere. I don't think I'd be able to handle it. It's a high stress situation. But whatever happens, it's a good time again, Scott, for being in the political talk and news talk business. Never a dearth of topics, for sure.
No, we'll see what happens. Well, hey, thanks,
well,
Adam.
Have fun there at the game.
All right.
And have a good day.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, again, phone lines are open, 46 minutes past the hour here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I thought it was very interesting yesterday, learning later in the day, that the person who becomes Speaker of the House doesn't even have to be a member of the House, as long as you get a majority of the votes. So, I could be Speaker of the House. You know, I wonder how you get that nomination. Do you just go put your name in? Is it like a job application? Just fill out an application, send it on over to the House of Representatives? You know, that would be a fun job, banging that gavel, calling for votes. I could do that. You know, I would never want to run for a political position, but hey, that one, why not? High position. So if somebody wants to nominate me for Speaker of the House and send that on over to Washington, feel free. I'll be glad to go up for a vote. And they'll all go, who's that? Who is that? In any event, phone lines are open here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I don't know. It might be somebody outside of the house. I don't know who it would be. I was trying to think last night, who would be somebody who everybody could agree on that would want to be Speaker of the House? I don't know. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. And beyond that, what do you think about the big Ohio State game coming up on Saturday? Is Maryland going to pull it off in an upset like Fox News is predicting? Or do the Buckeyes walk away with it? And then beyond that, we have my little gift question here. Do you buy the green old-fashioned Studebaker radio, or do you buy the jewelry for somebody, a female, in your life? Now, I have no idea what that conversation was that we just had there, because I have never wanted to marry anybody. So apparently, according to the rules of relationships, I have never been in a serious relationship because I've never wanted to marry anybody. But I don't think that that's true. I don't think you have to want to marry somebody to be in a serious relationship. I don't, I hope not. Because, you know, I think I said this not too long ago. I think there was one person in my life who I thought, oh, you know, I could marry that person, kind of in passing. But certainly I never proposed, and certainly it never got any further than just like a thought in my head for a moment. And, well, I guess it's good that I did not do any of that, because it would have ended not well. So, good thing. All right, 49 minutes past the hour. Does anybody have any thoughts on that? Is that what makes a serious relationship? The end result has to be marriage? Maybe this is why we have so many divorces in society, that a serious relationship has to end in marriage. That's the goalpost for a serious relationship. Boy, I hope that's not the case. All right. Well, what else do we got going on here this morning? Again, phone lines are open, 740-383. I about gave the station number. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind this morning. Would love to hear from you. But I think I have learned over time that don't talk about your personal life directly on the air, because that will only come back to bite you in the end when something ends. So you just got to be prepared for that. All right. Well, anything going on in Marion that interests anybody? Haven't heard too much news this week out of the mayoral race or city council or anything of that nature. Talked a little bit yesterday about the River Valley levy issues and the work the governor is doing with the Board of Education, shaking that all up, despite a court order, which is kind of interesting. I don't know. Do you have any thoughts on why we can't pass levies in Marion, Ohio? I have always felt the reason is just simply open enrollment. We have so much open enrollment now that as long as levies are based on property tax, it's going to be hard to pass a levy. Because if you have open enrolled your kid in a different school, you don't vote for that school's levy. You vote for the levy in which you live, that school district. So chances are you're not going to vote for that levy because your kids don't go to that school, and you don't have an opportunity to vote for the levy where your kids do go because you've open enrolled them. It's a horrible system as far as property tax goes for deciding levies. And I really don't know how to fix that situation unless you start basing levies off of something else, and I have no idea what in the world else you would base a levy off of. Does anybody have any idea to fix the education system? Because they need money to fund certain things. But how they do it, how they're going to do it, I don't know. The system that they're using right now might not be the best, as long as open enrollment still lives. So I'm not really sure what you do. Hopefully, we'll figure it out as time goes on. Tomorrow should be a great day. I have no idea what in the world we're going to talk about tomorrow. But you know, that's the great thing about radio. That's one of the things I like about doing a show every day, is that from day to day, you really don't know what's going to happen. You honestly don't know what's around the corner. Anything could happen later on today that we end up talking about tomorrow. And that's what makes it exciting, I think, to a great degree. Does anybody have any more things, thing in general to say about this Speaker of the House situation? What a mess that has turned out to be. Kevin McCarthy out. Now a new speaker has to be chosen. I don't know. It'd be very interesting if we had somebody in there who is not a member of the House of Representatives. I think that would be fascinating, in a way. And I'm not even sure how it would work. But if you want to share your thoughts, 54 minutes past the hour here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. On this bleary-eyed Thursday morning. You know, with the storms coming on later today, it might be a good day for a nice little afternoon nap. You know, I cannot believe how drastically the weather is going to change in the next 2 days. I don't think today that the temperature is supposed to take such a fall off, but I think that the rain is supposed to come in, which is going to cause all kinds of problems with the temperature tomorrow, Saturday, and into next week. And then we're really going to be into some autumn weather, autumn temperatures. The tomatoes are looking good. I've got all kinds of colors out in the yard. I've got the red tomatoes. I've got the yellow tomatoes. I've got the green tomatoes. You know, it took a long time for them to come around, but they're finally coming around. So that is nice to see. 66 degrees and cloudy skies here in Marion. Well, we're getting a call here. Let's take the phone call. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, do you use those digital coupons for different stores?
Do I get them?
Yeah, do you use them?
Now and again, not a whole lot.
Well, I just called to tell you, don't sleep on them, because I went to the Dollar General over on Bell Fountain Avenue the night before last, and I got 17 cans of Nine Lives cat food, a large family-sized pack of Angel Soft toilet paper, and two 20-ounce bottles of Coca-Cola for, can I borrow your drum roll?
Go right ahead. Drum roll it up.
19 cents.
19 cents?
Yes. I'm going to be that person you don't want to be behind in line, but I'm also not going to care because 19 cents was like, they rang it up three times because they thought they made a mistake.
Now, you got now run this down again, because now I'm shocked. What you got what again?
17, okay, so I had been lazy, and I hadn't been to the dollar store, and so I'd just been going to that little corner store by my house. And he charges $1.75 for a can of cat food that I could get for 70 cents at the dollar store. So I said to myself, self, you need to adult. Go to the dollar store. So I did. And I have downloaded the digital, the app, and I utilized the digital coupons. And through that utilization of the digital coupons, I managed to obtain 17 cans of Nine Lives cat food, a large family-sized pack of Angel Soft toilet paper, and two 20-ounce bottles of Diet Coca-Cola
for 19 cents.
Now, with 3 minutes left to go, and this is what store? The Dollar General, did you say?
Dollar Central, right over there on Belt Fountain Avenue.
Okay, now how is that possible that you had more items than you had pennies involved here?
Because the digital coupons, they have, back in the old days, they just had coupons that you could clip. Now they do a thing where you can, there's actually like a reward program where when you purchase certain items, you can earn cash, like actually earn cash toward purchases. So that's why I said, don't sleep on it.
So your rewards build up over time, and you were able to get some free items?
Correct.
Wow, that's very good. That's very good.
I mean, I just figured one good turn is you put me onto the McDonald's app, and I've been getting some free sweet teas all along. So I said, well, I got to get with my good buddy Scott and plug him in.
Well, I appreciate that because, you know, if I can get all that. Now, I don't have a cat, but, you know, I like the diet sodas and certainly
pee-pee.
Well, yeah. Yeah. You can never have too much of that. It's not.
But I'm saying 19 cents. Like, do you know that it was like I won the lottery. I was so happy.
That's very interesting, and you know, that's a good tip for the listeners out there, too, because most people have smartphones now, or I think you can even clip them on a computer, can't you?
Yeah. And during these tough economical times, it never hurts to, I mean, you say no topic is too big or too small, we can talk about the Speaker of the House of Representatives, or what's on sale at our local dollar store.
Yeah. Hey, with about 30 seconds left here, do you have to have a Dollar General card or anything when you go in?
No card at all. That's the beauty of it. You just, like you said, most generally, everyone has a smartphone. You download the app, and clickety-clack, and then you're on your way to getting free cat food.
Hey, well, thanks for the information. That's a good one. I like that. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Well, that's a great tip there. 19 cents? My goodness. For all the cat food, toilet paper, and diet sodas. You can't go wrong there. Check out those digital coupons. That's a lesson for all of us. All right, we're going to be back in 15 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. What do you? How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not. And then you consider the source.